Welcome to the Canine Cooperative Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
So we are going to discuss our 2023 year that we
had in review.
It is January 2024. We thought this was very apropos because this is our first official year here as the Canine Cooperative.
Technically, we didn't start seeing clients here until March. So it's January now. So
it's a 10-month review.
It's a 10-month review. But this time last year,
we were sitting in floors in an unfinished space.
Taking apart cage spaces and hammer.
Well, you mean Sean did all fire, that?
Sean did it. Yeah. Fire in the hole. We were burning holes in the ground to put in fence posts.
We got a crash course in polyurethane.
Oh, yeah.
Concrete flooring.
Yep.
All sorts of things.
Yeah. We learned a lot this year. We learned a lot of things. From the time that we had been looking for a place for a long time, and we had actually given up when this property...
That's how it always happens.
Yeah, I know.
Just let it go. Stop looking for love. It shows up at your door.
That doesn't mean you should marry the Amazon guy. But anyway. we had stopped looking. We found this place. Vicky and I were actually on our way out of town.
We both were on our way out of town. Yeah.
You were going somewhere for your mom's birthday, I think, and this...
We both were like, hey, we're leaving at like 9 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Someone has to get here and show us the property.
Yes. So we showed up on this property and we like whipped through this, but we're like, oh my God, oh my God,
yeah.
Oh my God, oh my... And this place was a shit show. It was a shit show.
Yeah.
But the potential was there. And the coolest thing... This is a little like Easter egg tidbit. If you guys show up to our place, you can look for it. Was that morning I had listened to a podcast or I had read something, where it was coaching you on how to practice manifestation, about bringing things into fruition. If you train your reticular activating system in your brain to look for certain things for validation, you will find them. So it was this meditation. Guided meditation on visualize a certain thing that you will find.
On your journey.
On your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, pick something that's unusual. And I was like, all right. A dollar bill. Like, I'm just going to go somewhere.
Yeah, you don't find dollar bills just hanging out.
Just laying on the ground.
Unfortunately.
Right. Like a dollar bill, right? So I go, I visualize this dollar bill. Don't think anything of it. This place pops up on my Facebook feed. I call her. We call the realtor. We get in here, blah, blah, blah. They thought we were an item. I thought we were married. And
everyone thinks we're married.
They do. We kind of are.
We are. Yeah. Yes.
So we walk into the dog building. And it was a pre-existing building that was for breeding Labradors.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a bunch of kennels in it already.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in there, and on the ground in the last kennel is a freaking dollar bill. Yep.
Crazy.
Like in this empty kennel that hasn't been opened touched or anything for
because
years.
Because the place in general was abandoned, I think. If we were here in October, I think they left in April.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it was a used space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dollar bill on the ground. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And we used that for the down payment.
Yeah, right? Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
So now if you come, the dollar bill is displayed in our building somewhere. If you come, you can look for the dollar bill. The affirmation.
Yep.
That this was the place for us. And then from all of the properties we looked at and started the process, this literally was the smoothest one.
Yes. Well, they say, like, you know, if you're looking for something and there's pushback, because that can be really frustrating. And this isn't like we started this journey a year or even 2 years ago. Like, I mean, for myself personally, before I even met you, I want to say that this is probably a decade in the making for me.
Yeah.
And every piece of property had some sort of pushback. And this just did not have any. I mean, it was smooth sailing the whole way through. And it was meant to be. And I was meant to wait. I was meant to wait
yes.
for you.
Things are withheld from us for a reason.
And just having, you know... it's very frustrating when you go through it. And I think also, like, at the point where this came up, we were like, or at least I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a little back seat to this whole journey because
we can't anymore.
Well, COVID really, really, like, knocked us around. Yeah. And, like,
we were about to sign a contract for a place.
There was a few.
And then everything shut down. And we were like,
there was that, yes. Yep. There was that lit, like, man, we would have lost our shirts.
Yeah.
And then there was the property that we found during COVID, which was actually a property that I had seen long
that
before
property kept coming up,
I ever met you. And so this was my third go at it. Mm-hmm. And
that was the first time we hiked our dogs together off.
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Walking around that property.
Yeah. So that was a very emotional disaster.
And that was the thing with the whole process, the emotional roller coaster of, okay, we're going to do this. This is really exciting. Yeah. We can make this work too. Oh no.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to work. And this is why. And this gets getting kicked back. And why this intervened here and it just didn't work. And this lawyer said this and that lawyer said that and blah, 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 blah. It was just like, at the time we found this place, we were both discouraged and we were both like,
well, I think we were like, meh.
Yeah.
I see what happens. We're like, I'm whatever. Just like, but that's exactly when the things do come around. I think it was such a disbelief when Barb, my realtor, called me and was like, they accepted the offer. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what? What?
What?
For real?
Just like that?
It was like in a nanosecond. Yeah. And then from that moment on, that moment kicked off a cascade of events that I feel up until this point was a headlong rush. It was almost like we took forever to get to the crest of the roller coaster.
Yes, oh my God. And then,
and then we
woo!
Got to the top, and when we went down, it was like, ah! That's kind of how I feel. And we're like, all right, this is a really good time. And then you go for a loop-de-loop, and you're like, oh my God!
A lot of your stomach and your throat kind of moments.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's how I feel like this year has been. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a roller coaster. For those of you who haven't been here or haven't seen it, this property was unlived in for a year.
A while.
Uncared for a long time, even when there was a tenant here, because the owner was an older woman. And so the building that the dogs were in now, it didn't have heat. Nope. Didn't have air conditioning. Didn't have insulation. The floors were unfinished. Like,
the kennels were overgrown on the outside.
Yes. It was a project. So from the time we closed in December. The second we got the keys, we were in here just ripping this place apart, mm-hmm. like getting rid of all of the old stuff and getting in there and trying to figure out like what processes we need to do. And it was a game of like stop and go, because we're like, okay, go. And then we're like, now we have to wait for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, go. Now we have to wait for this. So,
well, and just little things like you can't do the flooring before you put in the heating system, but we can't put in the heating system until we put in the insulation and all that kind of stuff. And we can't do that without the elect. Like, it's just, there was just so many steps in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And also, learning the value of what people charge for
construction,
the stuff. Yeah, because a lot of these things were well out of our reach as far as price range, but things that we had to do. And so we learned how to
do them ourselves. Like, we did, like, thank God for Sean, Sabrina's boyfriend. He owns his own electrical contracting company.
Sean,
We would not be where we are today without him, because he did all of the heating and cooling in the building. He did all of the electrical in the building and all of that kind of stuff. And just things like Sabrina said, it wasn't just that we had to renovate, is we had to learn what we needed to do,
mm-hmm.
learn how to do it, then do it. And we were on a deadline.
And do it on a time crunch.
Yeah, we were on a deadline because we could not afford to miss income between finishing up with our individual business clients in January and February, because January and February, we were still seeing clients. We were still taking care of dogs in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still were working at the same time of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was March like 5th or something like that. We had dogs coming for the co-op. So we were seeing clients for the co-op. We were caring for dogs with our individual businesses that were closing. Mm-hmm. So we were wrapping up those dogs. We were opening this building and renovating. Like, it was
many a night.
Oh my goodness. We were down there
two in the morning. It was
like,
fun though.
It was. We had a good time. To like 2 a.m. doing some crazy stuff we never thought we were we would do. Like, just crazy.
I just remember the polyurethane and us walking around in our fucking socks.
Oh, our socks with the breathing masks on so we didn't breathe any of that stuff in. Oh, my God.
Getting stuck to the floor.
Getting stuck. No. Smooth it out. Get more fleck. Is it too cold? Where's the story?
And then we did the flooring in the basement as well. I feel like we're flooring experts.
We are flooring experts. We do. Like, so that's when people are like, how's it going? I don't think I personally had words to describe how it was going.
It's a mad dash. It's a sprint to the end.
It was. Know? And like, I finally feel like the end of this year, we had a moment to kind of catch our breath, reflect a little bit. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned during this whole process of not just in renovating the business, but when you run a business individually on that small scale, I don't think I had a full scope of what it would be like to run a business on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. In not that it's different, it's just bigger.
It's more.
It's just more.
It's just more.
And what it requires of you is more. But the skill set that I kind of really learned this year is how to like pivot.
Yes.
Because you can't not figure out a solution.
Well, and I think that's absolutely what I appreciate about you and our relationship is the one thing that we can do with, I mean, fucking grace.
Yeah.
Is pivot.
Yeah.
Like there's not even a second of thinking. It's like, okay next. Like, how do we change that? Here's some ideas.
Yeah.
Which one are we going to work on first? Which is like, which is the one that's going to bring us to where we need to go, like in the situation? And.
Well, and failure wasn't an option.
No, failure's never an option. but the fact that that is something that trips people up so much when your plan gets derailed, and instead of sitting there crying over the derailment, like you just got to pick that train back up and put it on the track and put it elsewhere.
Yeah.
And learning how to pivot and doing that with just grace.
Yeah. Without killing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not even an argument.
No.
Really. Like I think that's really the key to a lot of the success around here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, like, that skill set, it's such a small word for the so many applications we had applied it to, even in the sense of, like, from physical labor of what do we need to do to get the property ready? What do we need to do to solve these issues? Like, how do we need to tweak our time, our schedule, like, to software issues?
A sore subject right now.
We're just glossing over that. But to like software issues, to scheduling issues, to like learning how to live and work with another person when we were so used to just doing things ourselves and making decisions ourselves. Like just pivoting to accommodate all of those things without ego is, I think, was key to our success this
year. Oh, yeah. No, I will absolutely say I think both of us.
Oh, do like, it phenomenally. Yeah.
And our ego is checked at the door. Like none of this is about ego at all.
It's about moving the needle forward.
It's about moving the needle forward, having, great programs and success for clients and holding on to this space and making it the best place possible.
Yeah. Which we have a lot more improvements to come as far as like the physical location. Like we have big dreams for this property. Mm-hmm. It's a big property. It's 12 acres. And we intend to make this place so beautiful. And patience too. I think having
what's that?
Yeah, right. I think having aggressive patience.
Aggressive patience. Key on the aggression.
Well, because we have such a big vision for where we want to be. I think both of us get frustrated with we're not there yet. When it's a patience. It's a work to plan and have patience.
It's a slow roll. But I remember sitting here and being like, a year from now, we're going to be sitting here.
Yes.
Thinking about this, and I cannot believe.
It's
a year from now.
I know.
And really, when you
look
at...
There used to be a wall there. There was no bathroom there.
So many things.
Yeah.
So many things. And yeah, my God, this basement was just...
The floor was half finished and disgusting. There was a wall there with that big, heavy workbench.
Oh my God, the workbench that we had to take down.
There was no bathroom.
And this is stuff that, like, people would probably try to overhaul over years. And we were just doing it
6 months.
All at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than.
You got to remember that. I think, yeah, it's hard when there's so many things not complete and you're like constantly working towards them. I feel like you feel like you're always behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Well, you and I are both very future focused people. Mm-hmm. Like we're both very vision focused people. And I think for anybody who is future focused or you have a goal that you're striving to get to, like to make this more relatable to our community, like your dog, right? You're like, I see the potential. I see where it can be. You forget to take a moment and pause and look behind you and be like, wow, look how far we've come already. Like I remember where we started on this journey. And I remember then thinking that if we could get to this spot now,
how great would it be? Yeah.
And taking a moment of gratitude for that is super important, no matter what your goals are, whether it be like renovating a property, moving your business forward, or just being able to walk your dog through your neighborhood. Pausing and having gratitude for the journey that you've been put on and the progress that you've made and the knowledge you've gained is an important one, because otherwise you can get really down on yourself. You can get really frustrated with why am I not where I want to be, when you're like, well, you're halfway there, more than.
Well, it's a lot easier to see that from the outside perspective. Like I'm sure if the old homeowner came here, she'd be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Right? But the same thing goes with our clients. When you're in the thick of it, when you're actually in the trenches, it's really hard to kind of like look out and see where you've came from. So yeah, it's a very good analogy for sure.
Yeah. So speaking of things that like stand out and looking back at progress, let's talk about some dogs for a minute. Let's
talk about some dogs.
We've seen some dogs this year.
We've had some real interesting cases, and that's what I love about the Canine Cooperative is that as us as a whole working together, it's such an amazing think tank.
And like the collective mind is
And I think dogs that at least would have had me initially, like if I was like alone by myself, I'd be a little intimidated in taking some of these cases, right?
Yeah.
Or just having dogs that maybe I would have taken, but because we have such an open dialogue amongst all the trainers, things come out that maybe you wouldn't even have thought of.
Yeah.
You know, and one of those dogs specifically that I remember is Cody.
Yeah.
And Cody was an older dog, six.
Yeah, ish. Six, seven, yeah.
And what was his breed again?
Was it a Jindo? It wasn't.
Yes, a Korean Jindo, or a Korean Jindo mix with something else. But primarily Jindo. And that dog was heavily medicated and showed some very severe, quote unquote, anxiety symptoms.
Yeah.
And just, wow, was that an onion that when you started peeling back layers and when we all, because we all had moments with the family, we all had moments with the dog.
It was like every time we interacted with that dog, we learned something
new. Yeah. And we just sat down and briefed ourselves on what was going on. And I personally don't think I would have gotten there without the input of the entire team.
Yes.
And that's what I think is so cool, that these moments, and that's also what I think is so cool about us, is that we're a company that...
Yeah. Well, we even had an intern at the time.
Yes.
And I remember getting her perspective on things too and being like, I love that you shared that. Like,
just things that you don't... And I think that's also a problem with this industry is that it's so closed-minded on one thing. And that's what I pride this business on, is that we're not. We're completely like, what's in front of us? And let's really break this down. Mm-hmm. And that's what eventually helped that dog.
Yeah, and that family.
And that family get to the next level.
Yeah, he was a super interesting dog to kind of work through some things with, because he was medicated for so long. Mm-hmm. His awakening process...
Oh, so interesting.
It was so interesting because it was like we got a little bit more of the organic dog every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit more understanding of what, like, is some of his behaviors learned behaviors, or are they responsive behaviors? Is this a direct relation to the physical struggles he had medically, or is this a direct relation to like accidental reinforcement from his owners.
Well,
like,
and it also puts into perspective other things that we have coming up in this next month. We had another dog that, you know, the person was like, the dog is anxious. The dog is, they're like on this endless journey of finding like the appropriate food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking, it's like the symptoms that that dog is having, and you relate it back to Cody and the scratching and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not like the scratching is not an allergic response. It's a stress response. It's a
stress response, yeah.
And, I don't know. It's just all very, very interesting.
Well, I think the thing that I enjoyed most about this year, that I just kind of sat back as like an observer thinking about all of these things, is the waves of how the dogs came in. Every wave of dog we had come in was connected to the issues of the dog before it.
Mm-hmm.
Like siblings were a huge thing this year.
We had so many siblings.
Like, we had so many littermates, more than I've ever seen in my entire career.
Yeah. We had a pair a month for, I think, 4 months.
Yes, we had so many sibling issues.
Oh, well, they're not littermates.
They're not littermates, there's but one siblings. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like these things, we have littermates coming in, Shelby and Scout are littermates. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like we had that theme coming through, and I think in the process of sharing these other dogs' journeys, it like helped other people. So like the themes that we had, the reactivity dogs that we had.
Lots of reactivity.
Lots of people who have been through several training programs and their focus was so hyper, zeroed in on obedience.
Well, and that was Zach was, I think, one of the first dogs we had in.
Yeah.
And he was wild, like, he was dangerous. Wildly reactive with intent, directly related to the previous training mm-hmm. that he had.
Yeah.
And pulling that apart. And what's interesting is that, and again, we're not here to dig on other trainers, but it's like, think about what you're doing and think about the guidance that people are asking you to follow, because if it's not making sense and it's not working, it's worth questioning is all I'm saying. And we had dog after dog from like the same training companies, there's like two or three, dog after dog, they were all instructed to do the same thing, and every dog
resulted
in increased aggression, increased reactivity,
mm-hmm.
and a bite history if they hadn't had one previously.
Yeah.
And that really started to, you know, illuminate a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And also giving way to how we can offer our services to improve the way that future dog trainers are working with clients and their understanding of training and behavior modification and the tools that you're using.
Yeah, and on that vein, I will say something that I didn't anticipate happening within me was that we had a couple of interns, we had a couple of new hires come on that we trained,
mm-hmm.
and then after hearing their experiences with being under other trainers,
mm-hmm.
and after having clients come through our program who had been instructed by other trainers to do certain things, where I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, no. So that ends up being like our catchphrase. We're like, oh no.
That and you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't anticipate this passion to arise in me to want to teach other trainers people how to do it better.
Well,
specifically trainers, because I'm like, this, how do we fix this? Like, owners and dogs, their relationship is being harmed because they tried to do the correct thing by seeking out guidance.
Well, and that's the part that personally kills me, is that these programs are not cheap.
No.
And that you go somewhere and it's not resolved, or worse, it's worse.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just, it's not ethical. And the one thing, yes, we have programs too. And will I say that there aren't people at the end that are like still struggling?
Yeah.
Few and far between. But like, at the same time, we will stay with you until you get it. I mean, there are so many people that can tell you, we will meet with you time and time and time again, because your success is our success.
Yeah.
And if something's not clicking,
mm-hmm.
we make sure that we stay there with you until it does.
Yeah.
And these other people just get tossed to the side, or worse, don't receive any support whatsoever when their dogs leave.
Or get charged for multiple programs after programs after...
No.
Oh, your dog just needs to go through another one of my board and trains. Yeah. What?
No.
But like that's kind of like all of this to say that this year was learning how to pivot, learning what the community we want to build and we want to serve needs.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of
really put a microscope on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because the volume was bigger, so these things were
maybe
just more obvious.
Or like I truly believe God, the universe is bringing us the experiences we need as we need them mm-hmm. to kind of hone and craft this vision. So that's why, like, after this year, and it's a joke between Sabrina and I, because I'm like, she's always like, I don't want to leave anything on the table. Right. I want to be able to provide all of this stuff for people. So everybody has help, but I don't want to like exclude anything. And I'm like, we just got finished building the table. This year was our
now I get to pile my crap on top of it.
Yes. So now she gets to decorate it and put all the things on there for all the people and all the things. But that was what this year was.
That aggressive patience.
Aggressive patience. But that's what this year was for us. This year was a building year. This year was not just only physically, but in our own personal growth and understanding of what our community needs. It was a building year of building more of a community, building on top of the community we already had that we brought in. And I, like, before we move on to our 2024 visions and what we're offering in this next year, I would just like to say a heartfelt thank you to everybody who supported us either in person or virtually or whatever, just by listening to the podcast in this first year.
Following along in our journey.
Yeah, like...
Referring us. I mean, there's so many people that are, they're so kind, they refer us and they haven't even had a dog come through here.
No.
You know, they just listen to our podcast or follow us on social media, or maybe we've had a phone call.
Yeah.
I just had somebody's coworker reach out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ask questions for her coworker. It's very kind and very thoughtful, and
we just appreciate our community so much. And I think this is why we're so passionate about what we want to give back and what we want to create, because in the dog world, it can be very lonely when you're seeking answers for your dog, because each trainer, each methodology has its own kind of religious sect, and it's very like clicky. And we just want to be a home for people who want to have a better relationship with their dog. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that supported us in this first year. Thank you to everybody who is patient with us with all of our software issues, who continue to be patient with us
with all of our software issues. It's not our software issues.
It's the company's software issues
that we are just...
So, like, all of those things, being patient with us as we, like, figure all of this stuff out. We so appreciate all of you, all of our previous clients that, like, stayed with us as we onboarded with each other.
Mm-hmm.
All of that gratitude to you guys. Like, we appreciate you guys so much for that. So, that being said... Sabrina, what's coming up in 2024? What are you excited about that we will be doing in 2024?
Oh, so many things. So many things. Where do we start? So, well, first of all, our e-course.
Yes, that's the first thing.
Our e-course is coming out tomorrow.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, it's Thursday already.
It is. we've spent the past year putting together this program, mm-hmm. and there's probably still things that I want to like add and tweak. And
listen, we've been filming so much of this program for so long, we don't even look the same.
No, we don't.
Color's different. Our clothing are different. In the beginning, we're in t-shirts. In the end, we're in like sweaters and hats. Like,
but the information's there.
Yeah.
The information is there. But basically what we did is we put together our method, like our methodology and our steps that we take to get the results that we get and put it into a video format for people at an affordable price so everybody can have access to this.
Yeah.
Both trainers, both owners, and...
Well, that's one thing, too, that, like, if we didn't come together and merge, I don't think the Mellow Method would have come about.
No, of course not. But that's the thing. It's the think tank. It's the beauty of, as long as you're open and receptive to other people's opinions, again, which is weird in this industry. It doesn't happen. I wish I didn't have to say that, but it's so true. Like, if we weren't open to that kind of dialogue, none of this would have happened. And a lot of it, and the difference is that it's not that we wouldn't have been individually doing the things that you know, we are putting out in this course, but it wouldn't have come to fruition to the fact of this is how we can put it in actionable steps for another human to follow along the same way and why they're following along in this matter. So I think that's what's very cool about the whole thing and mm-hmm. very cool about this whole community like, and company in general.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to build on moving forward mm-hmm. is that think tank feeling, that inclusive feeling where it's like, let's figure out what's best for the dogs we work with so that we can communicate that to our clients. But let's figure out what's missing in the training world. One of the things I'm really excited about coming up is promoting and having more shadow students, really teaching mm-hmm. other trainers who are looking to add skills to their toolbox about how to serve their community of clients better.
Right.
How to be the best version of themselves. And like, and that's not a because we're the shit type of thing. That's because you need to learn it all. Yep. In order to be the best you can be, because no dog, and this is one of the things some of these dogs taught us this year, is that it's not one size fits all. It's not one method fits all. There has never been a dog that we had on this property that we were working with that we said, oh, just do it this way like we did every other dog. It was like, all right, well, let's take a little piece from this. Let's take a little piece from this.
A dash of this, an eye a newt.
Yeah, and then let's put it together for what works with that dog. And you can't do that as a trainer successfully if you're only married to one methodology, one school of thought, one tool, one whatever. It's you need to learn it all, and that's one of the things I appreciate so much about Sabrina is that that's something she said to me. She's like, learn it all. That's what I did.
Well, that's what someone said to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I came from one methodology, and mm-hmm. man, did I struggle, because I wasn't even allowed to look at anything else. It was like, that's the way you do it. And I spoke with someone else that had more experience than I did at the time, and they said flat out, learn it all.
Yeah.
If you like it or you don't like it,
take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it, but learn it. And that's what I did. And that's, you know, I mean, I don't even know how many years later it is now, but that's why we're sitting here, because mm-hmm. we took that to heart, and we did, and we learned everything without bias. And I can tell you, I've definitely been in situations where I'm like, oh, yikes. But I still took it. And if I learned what not to do, I learned what not to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's, again, the beauty of everything here. I mean, I remember with one of our interns, I like busted out a clicker. They were like, oh my God. Like, but why not?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think the people think that you're going into a situation where it's all this way, it's all that way, and it's not. Like, man, we pull out everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what I'm kind of excited about is promoting more of our shadow program so people know it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
And working with more trainers, creating a community of trainers that are in it for the well-being of their clients and their dogs. And that's how I feel like we can make a broader impact in the lives of dogs and the lives of people who love their dogs, is that we can only see so many people in a day, in a month, in a year. But if we create a community of trainers that are in it for the right reasons, who have the wealth and knowledge mm-hmm. base to serve dogs and their humans well, that's how we can make a change in the industry.
Yeah. Trainers are the vessel. And the truth of the matter is you're learning anything new. And if you're mm-hmm. learning how to communicate with your dog, you need someone to help you guide you through that.
Mm-hmm.
And having trainers be this vessel of this good information and helpful information is definitely what's going to change things for everybody. Yeah. So I want to hear less about people spending tons of money on bullshit.
Yeah. Which is why, like, in the next month or so, we're going to be releasing a spinoff podcast, Canine Cooperative Podcast, mm-hmm. will still be on here. The things we talk about here are definitely more towards like owners and their dogs and just dog behavioral in general. But we're having a spinoff podcast that'll probably be released in February. That's going to be called Barking About Business. Now, that podcast is going to be specifically for people in the dog industry, not necessarily dog training, but we're going to be touching on more business lessons. Like, even anybody who runs a business, or is in the dog industry, whether you're a pet sitter, a veterinarian, a groomer, a dog trainer, a dog walker, like whatever you are, this podcast is going to be for you. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're going to line up some great people to come on the podcast and interview them about their niche market, all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be about how to structure and run your business. And because here's the other thing that trainers don't know. Dog trainers know dogs. They don't necessarily know how to teach humans about dogs. And they don't necessarily know how to structure their business. So they're not working towards burnout.
Yep.
Because that was a huge lesson as well. How to structure your business so that your clients are successful, but so you also as a trainer are successful.
You need to be successful. If you are not successful and you're burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, you're not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. So like that's what that podcast is going to be dedicated towards. So Shadow Programs, Barking About Business, that's coming out in 2024. The e-course is coming out on Friday, but also we're super excited to say that
workshops are coming back.
Workshops are coming back.
So we are planning on two for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, what were you saying? Like May.
May-ish, and then October-ish.
These are workshops for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we're going to go over our mellow method and the mellow mindset. And that's going to be the workshop. Usually we do like a two-day weekend event. Thing.
Where you bring your dogs and like, so if
our last one unfortunately was canceled because of weather.
Oh yeah.
So
we haven't done a workshop.
And then we found this place and we really didn't have the time or the space to do it. So we're very excited to bring that back now. So
So workshops will be coming out. Keep an eye out for those dates. Like Sabrina said, they're open to the public. You do not have to be a client of ours to come. You can come and spend time with us. It's two full days. I'm trying to convince her to throw a half day in there, maybe like a nighttime session. Nighttime session.
A cocktail session?
Yeah, cocktail session.
All right. I'm game. You twist my arm.
Yeah, right. We'll be having that at the co-op. So it'll be on our property. So you'll get to see it, get to work with us in person. You bring your dogs, we work through. So, and if you knew us individually, we did the Canine Foundations workshop. We are now morphing that workshop into our Mellow Mindset workshop, our Mellow Method workshop, where we will be working with you in real time, moving you through the steps of the Mellow Mindset, working with your dogs, and hopefully helping a ton of people out and their dogs. So even if you can't bring your dog with you or you just want to sit in, this is for you too.
Yes, we do audit spots and we do working spots.
So those dates will be posted shortly with links to buy tickets. And those are the things. And of course, our canine community, canine cooperative community, we will be running sessions. So our canine cooperative community is all of our clients who we have previously worked with are in the community and we hold events specifically just for them. So we're going to be having some great canines and cocktails.
We had a great one last year. That was our first one.
In September. We're going to be doing more.
We rented out a bar and everybody came with their dog and it was so fun. And we had a buffet and we drank and played some games and it was a good time. And it taught a lot of people how to kind of manage their dog in that kind of situation. But the beauty was, is you had everybody from like the happy-go-lucky Monty puppy doodle to
Zach was there.
Who like was like a lot, not there, but like was initially like very difficult to take out in public. This is a dog that we were just talking about before that was like dangerous. So it's very cool to see that come together. But Vicky also runs hiking courses where you can learn how to hike your dog on public trails. And I'm pretty sure she's going to have a kayaking paddleboard course this summer. So
I'm so on board with that.
I know. Like, I think I need to go and learn how to do that too.
We'll go as participants.
I need to borrow a dog. My dogs are not down for that activity whatsoever.
We can borrow Fetch.
I will. I'm going to have to borrow a dog for that.
So we've got a fun stuff that in our community. So if you become a client of ours, you are in that community. You can join any one of those things. But that's what we have on the docket other than helping more people and more dogs like and have a better relationship together. But that's what we have going for 2024. So there you go, guys. There was our 2023 brief year in review. What we've got
planned. Our 10-month review.
10-month review. What we've got planned for 2024. And we hope you are having a great kickstart to the year. And if we can help you in any way, please feel free to reach out. If you like our podcast, please like, follow, share, social media it, do all the things that the young kids do these days with the apps. You know what I mean?
You know, those apps.
Send out a telegram. Beep, 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 beep,
That's
beep,
not
beep,
more
beep.
My speed.
Yeah.
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals. All of the things. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.